You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures.
Gracie!
Aunt Sarah, I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, Uncle Jonathan wanted me to talk about Africa tomorrow for the session. And with all you guys up here, I just had to come.
I sure missed you.
I missed you too. Hey, you've really gotten taller since I saw you last November.
Yeah.
Let's sit over there, by the creek.
Okay. Ow.
What's wrong?
My back's been hurting for a couple of months.
Really? Are you worried about it?
Yeah. I can't even go with the kids today to help on the missions project.
Aw.
The doctor said I have to be careful until they find out what's wrong.
I'm sorry, Gracie.
What if God wants me to be a missionary? What if something's wrong with me and I can't go?
Whoever the Lord calls, He will use. Would you like to hear a story about another girl who wanted to be a missionary? It might help.
Sure.
Okay. Eleanor was 5 years old. She loved to explore the woods behind her house. They were kind of like these woods.
Come back here, Sparky! You stinker! Heavens to Betsy, you found a little kitten! How did you get down there, you little squirt? Sparky, be quiet, you're gonna scare her! Okay, hang on to my hands, I'm gonna pull you out! Look at you, you mangy little thing. You must be lost.
When did you last see her?
About an hour ago. I made breakfast, and then I went into the bathroom to freshen up. When I came out, she'd vanished.
Ernie, did you see where your sister went?
No.
Eleanor! Eleanor!
I'm a little worried, Alfred.
I won't go to work until we find her. Eleanor!
It's Papa! Come on, Sparky. Let's show him this little squirt.
Did she get in trouble?
No. Her parents knew she wasn't trying to be bad. They were just glad she was okay.
She got a cat and a dog. Lucky.
So, Eleanor had a pretty normal life. But then she got sick. Her parents thought it was the flu at first, but soon she had a hard time moving. And even breathing. She ended up in the hospital.
Eleanor, just relax. Very soon we'll be able to help you breathe easier. We have a machine called an iron lung. It'll do the work for you. Now I need to talk to your parents, but I'll be back in a few minutes, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Rosetta, Alfred, I'm sorry, but we believe your daughter has two forms of polio.
What?
She has paralytic polio, which randomly affects portions of the body. And more seriously, though, we believe she has bulbar polio, which affects parts of the brain and the brainstem. There is an 80 to 90% mortality rate for a situation such as hers. If she does live, she will be an invalid her whole life.
Oh, no, God. No.
I'm so sorry.
Lord, you can't do this to our little girl. Not Eleanor. No. As time went by, Eleanor grew worse. She was completely paralyzed from her neck down, and she could barely talk.
God, we can't fix this. We surrender our daughter to you and your good purpose.
Mommy?
Eleanor, dear. You're awake.
Can I pray?
Go right ahead, sweetie.
God, I'm dying. I need you.
Yes. Please help us, Heavenly Father.
And then, Eleanor's health began to improve. Over the next 7 months, she grew stronger and stronger. Then one day, her doctor came into the room with some very good news.
Eleanor, you are a lucky little girl. You're going home this week.
Really?
Yes. But things are going to be very different. You won't be able to do the same things you did before. You'll always need to wear that brace around your hips and legs, all right?
Okay.
And you'll always need to use these crutches, okay?
Okay.
But with a lot of work, you might learn to walk again.
Thank you for all you've done for us, Doctor.
Yes, sir. We are grateful.
Tom, we're so happy you could join us for dinner tonight.
This is delicious.
Thank you. This roast is from our own beef cattle. In fact, it's from the one we're giving you. I hope you have a big freezer.
We're giving him a cow?
Yes. Mr. Tom and his family are missionaries from Africa, and they're staying in the States for a few months. Raising beef cattle is one way we can support missions.
Oh. What's it like in Africa anyway?
Well, Ernie, the bugs and animals there make ours seem tiny. Why, I once saw a spider so big, its legs would have covered a tennis racket.
That sounds swell.
Have you ever seen any lions?
No lions, but plenty of monkeys.
I love monkeys.
Ernie, do you think you might want to be a missionary someday?
I really don't know.
Well, you should think about it, son.
I thought I'd find you out here, girl. How you make it a half mile back into the woods never ceases to amaze me. Oh, this place is so peaceful. I see why you love it here.
I can sing to Jesus as loud as I want to.
You really love him, don't you?
I do.
What do you think about what Mr. Tom said?
I think God wants me to be a missionary. I know Mr. Tom was probably talking mostly to Ernie, but do you think I could do it, even though it's so hard for me to walk?
Of course you could, dear. It wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world, but with the Lord and some good old-fashioned hard work, I'm sure you could be a missionary.
Then I'm going to get busy.
As Eleanor and her mother talked in the woods behind her house, another conversation took place between a boy and his father, a long ways away deep in the jungle.
Son, quickly, come with me. We must go and put curses on the neighboring tribe. Yaluk learned they are going to attack today.
I don't want to put curses on them.
Our enemies will surely kill us if we don't do this. As the head shaman, it is my responsibility to protect our people. And as my son, you must learn this important skill so that when I am gone, you can take my place.
The spirits are so angry. I don't want to be angry. Is there not a good spirit? A spirit of love?
If there was, a spirit of love would not help us in times of war.
Starting today, I'm going to walk through the woods until I can make it all the way around Evergreen Lake.
That's more than 2 miles.
I know. I'm also going to start a Bible study.
Oh, good for you, dearie.
Come on, Legs. You can't give out on me already.
You can do it, Eleanor. We're almost there.
I can't go any further today, but I can smell the lake. We're closer than we've ever gotten.
One of these days, you're gonna make it, Eleanor.
Thank you for coming to the first Bible study meeting. I guess it's just the two of us. I'm Eleanor.
My name is Ming.
Good to meet you, Ming. What country are you from?
China. My father came here to work.
Okay, let's start, shall we?
You made it, Eleanor! Evergreen Lake!
I haven't seen this since I was 5. Tomorrow we'll try to make it all the way around.
This is squid.
Interesting.
You really like it?
Sort of.
I remember a verse from last week.
That's great, Ming.
Eleanor, honey, you're a mess. What happened?
Papa, I did it. I made it all the way around the lake.
Well, I'll be. I am so proud of you. Rosetta, come out here, quick.
What's wrong?
Look at your daughter.
Eleanor, what did you get into?
I did it, Mama.
You walked all the way around?
Yes.
I knew you would. I'm so proud of you.
You better get cleaned up. We have a special speaker tonight at church. I have a feeling you're going to like him.
So, say God's heart for the world. Take his message to the nations because it changed people. Can you see how my teeth are bad? See how my legs are crooked? That's because of malnutrition. When I grew up in China, I didn't receive proper food. But when missionaries come and bring the gospel, they make life so much better. Our children are healthy. We know the true God now. We need more missionaries to come to China. Tonight, if anybody here thinks God wants you to be missionary, please come up to front of church right now.
Eleanor's heart was beating fast. She knew God had called her, but she had never told anyone at her church. She was afraid of what they might say.
Sir, I believe God wants me to be a missionary.
That is very good.
I'm sorry that the only one that responded tonight was that poor little crippled girl, and she'd never be able to go.
Mister, who the Lord calls, he uses.
Eleanor went forward that night because she felt that she needed to let her little church family know that God called her to be a missionary, and she would obey.
Wow.
Meanwhile, across the Pacific Ocean, the son of the shaman continued his search for the one true God.
Great good spirit, if you are there, please hear me. The angry spirit sold my people captive. Please come and save us. Teach us a better way. Siud will humbly serve you if you answer.
Hi, this is Susan Brinkman. As an educator at home and church, I'm always looking for resources to teach my children. You might consider supplementing your regular lessons with the Brinkman Adventures. These audio dramas teach geography, different cultures, positive family values, and most importantly, God's heart for missions. Visit our website today and check out the options available. You can find us at BrinkmanAdventures.com. And now, back to our story.
Eleanor continued her Bible studies and also her walks in the woods talking to Jesus. By the 11th grade, she was near the top of her class.
Thanks for staying, Mom.
Sure, Eleanor. Hey, are you looking forward to your trip to Prairie Bible College next week with Ruth and Dad?
I think so. But that school's so far away. Do you guys want to get rid of me?
Of course not. Prairie has a great missions program.
Eleanor, did you see me out there? I won.
Ruth, you're cutting up the rug.
Everybody on the floor, let's go.
Oh, I gotta get back out there. I don't want to miss Limbo Skate. See ya.
Bye.
Are you okay, honey?
This is always hard for me. Watching them do something I can never do. I feel so frustrated sitting here with these bad legs.
This hamburger is the cat's meow.
Would she like some more water?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
It's not like you can't talk.
Now, girls. So, what did you ladies think?
Of Prairie Bible Institute? Well, there were some nice parts. Like, they have good food.
What did you think?
Well, it seems like their program is top-notch.
Yeah?
The dorm rooms were really plain, though.
And everything seemed so regimented.
Yes, it has a no-nonsense feel, that's for sure.
There's no eye contact allowed between male and female students.
This is a bad thing?
My stars, we couldn't even sit with you at lunch, Dad, because you're a boy.
Well, you saw their motto, training disciplined soldiers for Christ. They're serious about that. No distractions.
Also, the winters are bad. I don't know if I could handle the paths in the snow. It was nice enough to visit, but I wouldn't ever want to go there. Thanks for bringing us, though.
Still studying?
Yeah, it's the one exam I'm worried about.
You're going to ace it, Eleanor. I have something to show you. No way! Dear Ruth, congratulations. You have been selected for admission for the 1965 fall semester at Whitworth College.
Yeah, you did it! You're accepted too!
Roommate!
Sorry.
Please, take a seat. So, your mother tells me you've been experimenting with walking with your braces disengaged. Now you want to know if it's okay if you walk without them.
That's right.
Well, why don't you remove them and try to walk around this room? Just use your crutches. Okay, have a seat. That was impressive, Eleanor.
Thank you, Doctor.
At this stage, many patients decide whether to use just braces or just crutches. Are you sure you no longer wish to use your braces?
I'm very sure.
Well, if you'd like to use only your crutches, that would be fine.
Yes.
Honey, you did it.
You know, Eleanor, from what we know of your bone structure and muscle strength, you should not be able to walk this well. It's really a miracle that you can walk at all, let alone with no braces. Congratulations.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, Siyud and his father were taking a walk along the river.
Siyud, watch out. These rocks are slippery.
I'm fine, father.
It would be better to fish down here below the waterfall. Siyud!
Son, you must have hit your head. You are bleeding.
I am.
This happened because you have angered the spirits with your unbelief. I have warned you.
What's on your mind, Eleanor?
When the doctor told me that it was a miracle that I could walk, it was as if only God and I were in that room. As if he put his hand on my head, told me he still had plans for me, and that I had a choice to make. I could obey, or drop the whole thing and walk away from him.
What do you think you should do?
I'm not sure.
He'll make it clear. Just keep seeking him.
Thanks, Mom. I will.
Bill Yates. And our final graduate, Eleanor Young.
My little girl is a high school graduate.
I know.
And now, would you please join me in offering your congratulations to the class of 1965.
It doesn't seem real, does it?
Nope. Are you excited about Whitworth?
Yeah, I am.
I'm your best friend. I know when you're not telling me something.
Well, it's really nothing.
Try me.
I just wonder about that little Bible college in Alberta.
Prairie? Are you serious? You wouldn't consider going there now instead of Whitworth, would you?
Well...
Eleanor, have you forgotten our visit? Remember the dorms and the rules? You can't even talk to a guy. And it's in the middle of a prairie.
I know.
You are so smart. You can do whatever you want, be whatever you want to be. Whitworth has a great program and it gives you a lot of options.
Yeah.
Besides, it's probably too late to get into another school even if you wanted to.
You're absolutely right, Ruthie. What was I thinking? Whitworth, here we come. Lord, I've been wrestling for 2 weeks now. I feel so tied up inside. I know in my heart that saying yes to you means attending Prairie. You want to go for a swim? There. I like the idea of Whitworth. Prairie wouldn't be fun. I don't feel like going up there. Not only does it seem hard, but I'm also afraid of being made to look foolish by aiming for something impossible. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Could it be that I just need to be willing to obey, even though I'm not cheerful about it at the moment?
Did you come out to help me feed these beasts?
Sure.
There's another bucket over there.
Dad, I'd like to attend Prairie Bible College.
Wow. Are you sure about this?
Yes. I really believe that's what God wants me to do.
I'm proud of you, girl.
Thanks.
Well then, let's get on the phone right away and see if we can still get you in this year.
Eleanor applied and was accepted to Bible school on a physical probationary basis.
What does that mean?
It means a trial period. The school was worried she wouldn't be able to handle the winters in Alberta.
Look out the window!
Is it really that deep?
Yep.
When they said snow, I wasn't expecting this. I'm not sure if I can make it down there with my crutches.
I have an idea. Okay, sit in the front and hang onto the handles.
That's pretty steep. Can we make it?
Only one way to find out. Ready?
I think so.
Here we go.
Hi, Mom.
How's it going up there in the Arctic?
Well, this place makes high school seem easy. It's hard work, but I've gotten used to it. Every time I obey what God is saying, I find joy.
That's the attitude.
I just hope all this hard work is worth it. I keep wondering if any mission agencies will accept a polio survivor like me.
I don't think that will be a problem.
You're probably right. Thanks, Mom. Hey, could you send some of your chocolate chip cookies with Ruth when she comes next week?
I'll do that, sweetie.
After graduating, Eleanor applied to serve with a mission organization. At the time, they had two openings, one for Peru and one for Papua Indonesia.
Where's that again?
It's just north of Australia.
Oh, is that where the boy in the jungle lives?
Perhaps. So the board looked over Eleanor's application and scheduled a meeting with her.
Eleanor, first let me say that we loved your resume. You've met all of our requirements academically, but you know because of your physical limitations, we normally wouldn't approve someone in your situation to go to the field. How would you react if we said no?
I would be thrown for a loop. For a while. Then I'd probably go to another mission agency, because I really believe I've been called. And I know someone will accept me.
Our board requires a unanimous decision, and sadly, we're not unanimous. Normally, because of that, we would just say no. However, in your case, we've agreed to pray about it for a week.
By the end of the week, she felt strongly that God wanted her to go to Papua, Indonesia. Even so, she was nervous entering that room for the second time.
Please, sit down. I'll get right to it. Our board voted, and we're unanimous. Eleanor, we believe God wants you in Papua, Indonesia.
So, one of the most unlikely candidates left for one of the most difficult jungles in the world.
That's awesome.
Gracie, remember, whom the Lord calls, he uses. You don't have to worry about your back.
Thanks, Aunt Sarah.
You betcha.
Hey, what about that boy, Siud? Does she meet him? And what about the jungle? Does she survive? I've seen movies. There's rivers and bridges.
You ask great questions. Only that's another story for another day. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I have to help Aunt Kitri get the meal ready. There's a bunch of hungry workers coming, and they'll be here before we know it.
Can I help?
Of course.
You've been listening to part one of Bad Legs, which has been inspired by real people and real events. To learn more about Eleanor Young and her story, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com. And tune in next time to find out what happens to Eleanor in the jungles of Papua, Indonesia.